have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as ticked off as I was over everything that went on with the Houston Astros, and I feel the Yankees' frustration, and I feel the Dodgers' frustration, and I feel the frustration of any pitcher who was taken advantage of these last few weeks, and I would actually say more specifically, the last 24 to 48 hours has kind of had me astroed out, if you know what I mean. Where you hear every team and every player give you their thesis, their opinion, their thoughts on what went on with the sign-stealing matter. I am not trying to minimize it. I am not trying to deflect in any way. But I think Aaron Boone, in meeting with the media for the first time in this 2020 campaign, as everybody has made their way down to Port St. Lucie for the Mets, and everybody has made their way down to Tampa, Florida for the New York Yankees, I think Aaron Boone's approach was spot on every which way. The New York Yankees cannot be a team that throughout spring training and throughout the year has this woe is me approach because of what happened in 2017 and what happened in 2019. Did the Astros cheat? Yeah. Did the Astros take advantage of banging on a trash can, the video room, buzzers? Yeah, I think that's all fair. I think it's all true. And even heard Aaron Boone basically not want to come out and deny the fact that buzzers could have been in play. And he did not side with the commissioner's report. And he did not necessarily side with his old pal, A.J. Hinch. He acknowledged that there could be some foul play. That all being said, if you're a Yankee fan now at this point, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the 2020 season far more than I'm thinking about looking back to last year and looking back to 2017. It flat out stinks. No ifs, no ands, no buts. What happened with the Houston Astros flat out stinks. There will forever be a blemish on their World Series championship over what they've accomplished over the last 3 years. Of course. But for a team that has, in the New York Yankees, the highest win total out of anybody you're going to find in the sport, if you were to go out to Vegas, a team that is the Vegas favorite to go and win a World Series, there reaches a point where the venting and the therapy that you're doing, maybe amongst your buddies when you come into the spring training clubhouse for the first time, you heard it from Gary Sanchez, who was quite entertaining in saying that you could basically rip my pants off if I go and I hit a game-winning home run that's going to send my team to the World Series. And we all acknowledged at the time, looking back and diving in on Jose Altuve's reaction to his homer off Aroldis Chapman, that something seemed off and something seemed rather fishy about, well, his wife didn't want to see him without a shirt on. I mean, are you kidding me? You just hit a home run to go to the World Series. You think that's the first thing going through your mind? I don't want my wife seeing me without a shirt on? I'm going to the World Series. You're blacking out at that point. From Aaron Boone to Maglio Ordóñez to any of the walk-offs we've seen in postseason history, just think about the way that particular player reacts when they're about to hit home plate. Jose Altuve is about to hit home plate. He's like, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. I mean, are you serious? So, yeah, there are definitely some signs of beyond foul play from the Astros aside from 2017. But you could have guys who are usually quiet like Masahiro Tanaka speaking out. You heard David Robertson rather vocal and rather frustrated about what went on when he was wearing a Yankee uniform and what went on when he was pitching in Game 6 of the ALCS. But for the Yankees right now at this point, it is about looking forward. If I'm Aaron Boone, when everybody comes into that clubhouse, and not everybody's there at this point, you know, you got all the pitchers and the catchers coming in, I'm sure many of the position players be making their way over the next few days. And when you have that first squad workout where everybody's down in Tampa and everybody's ready to start rocking and rolling for 2020, Everyone's got to command that clubhouse and say, look, fellas, it's messed up what happened. We're ticked off about what happened. But we cannot let this hover around our team throughout the entirety of this year. There can't be this sense of bitterness and this woe is me that takes away from the task at hand. If anything, what you hope it will do from a Yankee standpoint is galvanize them in saying, well, my guy screwed in 2017. Who knows what happened in 2019? But this is going to be our year. And we're not going to let anything get in our way of holding up that commissioner's trophy and holding up a banner that says championship number 28. That's what I'm saying if I'm Aaron Boone. That's what the approach should be. So I was very happy to hear the Yankee manager basically go out and say, we're looking forward. We're not looking backwards. I think that's a very, very important thing for the Yankees. Don't want to be hearing the bellyaching all year about sign stealing. Guess what? Go and win. You got the team to do so. You just spent big money on Gerrit Cole. That's what the expectation is going to be. And I was thinking about this today as I was on Thread for the first time in a while. It's good to be back on television with my folks over at SNY. And we were discussing the idea of what team is going to be under more pressure to win a World Series championship this year. Is it the New York Yankees, who have been knocking at the door each of the last 3 years, who have not gone to, who have not won a World Series going all the way back to 2009? Or would it be the Los Angeles Dodgers, a Dodgers team that has had a longer window of knocking than the Yankees have? Remember, with this Dodger group, they have been in the playoffs every single year dating back to 2013. They have had some bitter playoff defeats along the way. Last year and what happened to the Washington Nationals, the back-to-back homers in the eighth inning, losing in extra innings, not using Kenley Jansen, losing in the World Series to Boston, and then the crusher of all crushers, losing to the Houston Astros, and Yu Darvish getting shellacked in a Game 7, and Clayton Kershaw not having the answers in Game number 5. I know this may surprise many of you because we're on a New York sports station. And sometimes we don't want to escape our local bubble. We don't want to escape the world we live in. The Dodgers are under more pressure to win the World Series than the Yankees. Because how many times can you keep getting back? The Dodgers went one and done potentially on Mookie Betts. We'll see if they keep them long term. They're also a franchise that has not won a World Series since the year I was born, 1988. Put that into perspective. The Dodgers have not won a world championship now in what's going on 32 years. Yeah, there is enormous pressure on the Yankees. I don't think anybody would deny that. I think if the Yankees are not playing in the Fall Classic this year, it is going to be a massive, massive disappointment and a bitter failure. That's what the Yankee expectations have once again turned into. But I think that pressure mounting will be there more so from a Dodgers side of things because of the history. And you think about not only the history of the franchise not winning since 1988, think about the history of one of their great pitchers, a guy who will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, a guy who has accomplished basically everything you can accomplish in a regular season, but in the postseason has not been the same guy. And that, of course, is Clayton Kershaw. And kind of crazy, you're going to have two guys in that Dodger rotation, Kershaw being one with his playoff demons, David Price another, who had playoff demons galore until he went up against the Dodgers in the 2018 World Series, when all of a sudden everything flipped for David Price. All of a sudden everything went right for David Price. And he figured it out. It started in that low pressure, low stress Game 5 when they were up 3-1 on the Houston Astros. and Price outdueled Justin Verlander. And it continued going into the World Series. But the Yankees may be looking at a Dodger team, hopefully at some point in the World Series. I know for my sake, because I'm dying to get back to L.A. That's a series I would love to see. I think it's a series America would love to see. And the idea of Kershaw and Price potentially being in that rotation, going up against the likes of Judge and Stanton and Torres, would be as salivating as it gets. We got a long way to go. The idea that you're going to just put in ink the Yankees and the Dodgers to be playing in the Fall Classic, this is not the NBA, folks. More often than not, you don't get that dream matchup that you're looking for. And that's why you got to play the games. That's why you got to go through the 162. But I think very important for the Yankees to live in the moment, live in the here and now, look past the fact that, yeah, cheating and sign stealing was going on with the Astros. Use it as motivation to beat them. Use it as fuel for your team trying to propel you as a unit throughout 2020 and being the best you can be. Sulking, crying, belly aching, not going to get you there. But as I watch David Price and Mookie Betts hug it up, and they got those Dodger uniforms on, and David Price now rocking the number 33 to honor James Shields, it's got me thinking, who's under more pressure this year to win the World Series? The New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Dodgers? It's not the answer I think many of you want to hear, but when you haven't won a World Series since 1988, it's got to be L.A.